This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we did Kansas earlier. Let's play this for Missouri. We had Sam Snelling on the show earlier today, and we started with what is the number one question with Missouri? They got to figure out a way to fix their defense because they have given up 90 points in three of their last five games. That will certainly not get it done in March.
They've been really, really terrible at the rim. Prior to, I want to say it was right about the Arkansas game, they were actually, you know, fielding a more than competent defense. Most of that came down to how they were, you know, protecting the rim. Folks who read Rock'em Nation regularly know that I talk a lot about three-point shooting variance, and the three-point shooting against them the last few weeks has actually, you know, not been great. It's been all right, but they're giving up like 65%, of two-point field goals, and you know, the majority of those, about, you know, 85-90% of them, right at the rim. And it's hard to beat good teams when you're giving up that much at the rim. And fortunately, you know, Missouri's snuck in a couple wins in there. But, but those wins have basically come when their offense has been a complete blowtorch. So if they're not scoring, you know, 1.5 points per possession, then, you know, they're going to have a hard time, you know, beating good teams if they continue to defend like that.
Sam, is this something that you can see potentially turning itself around in the next couple of weeks? Or are we just talking about a Missouri team that they are going to have to be white hot offensively to be able to catch a vibe in the tourney?
Oh, I think what you saw is you saw for 10 or 12 weeks a team that was capable of defending. So I don't think it's anything necessarily that they can't figure out. I mean, they've proven over a long period of time that they can defend. I don't think that they're ever going to be, you know, an elite defensive club. They're not going to be, among the top 10. But, you know, I look at sort of like last year's Alabama team as a kind of a comparison. Alabama made the Final Four with a defense that ranked sub 100, according to KenPom, kind of going into the tournament. Missouri is better than that. Not by a lot. I think they're in the 60s currently. But I think in order to really advance in the tournament, like, defense is basically a way to kind of safeguard tournament advancement. And I think, you know, you want to kind of see them get back to being a little bit more competent, protecting the rim a little bit better. I think a lot of that kind of comes down to how they're defending ball screens and kind of figuring out, you know, what they want to be as a team. I think it's also worth pointing out that, you know, the teams who have been more successful at them, you know, here in the most recent stretch are all teams who took a beating at Mizzou Arena and then got Mizzou in their home floor. So the second time around, you have a little bit better understanding of your opponent. And I think those teams kind of took advantage of having already seen Missouri twice, and now you get them on your home floor and you can exploit them a little more. But they've definitely got some things they need to clean up.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Snelling of Rock'em Nation, a must-go-to website if you are a Missouri Tiger fan. I just watching this team, they have a couple of guys offensively who were just very hot and cold. You look at the game against Oklahoma, it's crazy for a team that scored 86 points that they only had one starter score in double digits. You didn't really get anything from Anthony Robinson, got very little from Trent Pierce and Tamar Bates. I don't care who you're playing in the NCAA tournament. If Bates and Robinson play poorly, you are not going very far.
Yeah, I think, you know, based upon where a lot of, you know, people are seeding them now, is kind of in that five range. If you're a five seed, you can get past the first round. But, you know, looking at the second round, you're looking at a lot of teams who I think, you know, you probably agree are a lot like Missouri. You know, a team that, you know, when they're playing well, they look like a top five, top eight level team. But, you know, like if they're not firing on all cylinders, they can kind of come back to the pack a bit. And I think that's kind of where Missouri is and a lot of those four seeds are. I think what you really want out of Missouri is you want them attacking the rim. And I think that's one of the things that they've been a little too comfortable with, particularly going on the road away from Mizzou Arena and getting away from attacking the rim, away from them getting to the free throw line. And just kind of allowing, like Caleb Brill is a good shooter, but he's not really a guy that you envision. It's a good thing if he's taking, 11, 12, 13 three-pointers. That's just a lot of shots from the outside, and it's generally a sign of a team who's either playing from behind or not attacking the rim. And Missouri, when they're at their best, it's Mark Mitchell attacking the rim. It's Anthony Robinson, attacking the rim and in mid-range. And it's Tamar Bates, kind of hitting from both sides. So I think that's what they want. And then you can kind of spray the ball out to shooters and kind of be a little bit more selective and the kind of threes that you're taking.
You mentioned that Missouri has struggled with teams that they have played the second time around. Not the case for Kentucky. This is their first time playing the Wildcats this year. How do you handicap Saturday's game?
Two great offensive basketball teams. Two questionable defensive basketball teams. Kentucky has great size. They don't have great ball handling. With all their size, they don't protect the rim all that well. So I feel like this is a game where, Missouri should be able to attack the rim and get to the foul line and do all the kind of things that I think, Mizzou fans are accustomed to seeing their team do this year. If they can, beat Kentucky is a great question, because Kentucky is also really good offensively. I think that's going to be sort of like a great sort of case for the Tigers to see if they can straighten out some of their defensive issues. One thing that, goes in their advantage is Kentucky's not a great ball handling team, and they're dealing with a lot of, issues with their point guard. They didn't really recruit a true point guard. They've got a bunch of combo guards trying to do it. And Jackson Robinson's been out. He's out for the rest of the year with the injury. Lamont Butler is a guy who managed to play from his time at San Diego State, but he's a guy who's been banged up and has a little bit of a shoulder injury. He's their best guy at the point guard, and he's kind of been struggling to kind of get back in rhythm. So if Missouri can kind of, force Kentucky into turnovers, if they can, limit, some of their three-point looks. And I think, this is a game that Missouri can kind of stay on the right side of the win column, especially since they're playing at home.
That is my guy, Sam Snelling, with Rock M Nation. If you're a Missouri fan, I would highly encourage you to check it out.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.